We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, The Sacrifice Performed by Daksha, text number 14. I guess it's Brahma Samhita or something. Vidya tapovrata duran mukata sma vipran.
Vidya tapovrata
duran mukata sma vipran. Brahmatma tatvam avitum. Pratamam tva akshrak. Tad brahmanam parama sarva vipatsu pashi. Palapashun eva vibho pragrihita dandaha. Vidya, learning. Tapaha,
austerities.
Vrata,
vows.
Dharan, the followers. Mukataha, from the mouth. Sma,
was.
Vipran, the Brahmanas. Brahma, Lord Brahma, Atmatattvam, Self-realization, Avitum, to disseminate, Pratamam, first, Tvam, you, Asrak, created, Tat,
therefore,
Brahmanan, the Brahmanas, Parama,
O Great One,
Sarva,
all,
Vipatsu,
in
danger, Pasi, you protect, Palaha,
like the protector,
Pashun,
the animal,
Eva,
like.
Vibho,
O Great One,
Pragrihita,
taking in hand,
Danda,
a stick.
Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear great and powerful Lord Shiva, you were created first from the mouth of Lord Brahma in order to protect the Brahmanas in pursuing education, austerities, vows, and self-realization. As protector of the Brahmanas, you always protect the regular principles they follow, just as the coward boy keeps a stick in his hand to give protection to the cows. Purport. The specific function of a human being in society, irrespective of his social status, is to practice control of the mind and senses by observing the regular principles enjoined in the Vedic Shastras. Lord Shiva is called Pashupati because he protects the living entities in their developed consciousness so that they may follow the Vedic system of varna and ashram. The word Pashu refers to the animal as well as the human entity. It is stated here that Lord Shiva is always interested in protecting the animals and the animalistic living entities who are not very advanced in the spiritual sense. It is also stated that the Brahmanas are produced from the mouth of the Supreme Lord. We should always remember that Lord Shiva is being addressed as a representative of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. The Vedic literature has described that the Brahmins are born from the mouth of the universal form of Vishnu, the Kshatriyas are born from his arms, and the Vaishyas from his abdomen or waist, and the Shudras from his legs. In the formation of a body, the head is the principal factor. The Brahmins are born from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to accept charity for worship of Vishnu, and to spread Vedic knowledge. Lord Shiva is known as Pashupati, the protector of the Brahmins and other living entities. He protects them from the attacks of non-Brahmins or uncultured persons or against the self-realization process. Another feature of this word is that persons who are simply attached to the ritualistic portions of the Vedas and do not understand the situation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not any more advanced than animals. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is confirmed that even though one performs the rituals of the Vedas, if he does not develop a sense of Krishna consciousness, then all his labor is in performing Vedic rituals is considered simply a waste of time. Lord Shiva aimed in destroying the Daksha Yagya was to punish Daksha, because by neglecting him, Lord Shiva, Daksha was committing a great offense. Lord Shiva's punishment was just like that of a cowherd boy who keeps a stick to frighten his animals. It is commonly said that to give protection to animals, a stick is needed because animals cannot reason and argue. Their reasoning and argument is called argumentum ad baculum. Unless there is a rod, they do not obey. Force is required from the animalistic class of men, whereas those who are advanced are convinced by reason, argument, and scriptural authority. Persons who are simply attached to Vedic rituals without further advancement of devotional service or Krishna consciousness are almost like animals, and Lord Shiva is in charge of giving them protection and sometimes punishing them as he punished Daksha. So the translation again. My dear and great and powerful Shiva, you were created first from the mouth of Brahma in order to protect the Brahmins in pursuing education, austerities, and self-realization. As protector of the Brahmins, you always protect the regular principles they follow, just as a cowherd boy keeps a stick in his hand, give protection to the cows. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Sanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deva Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shinivadi Paskyatyade Siddharna. Srimad Bhagavatam is composed of many different historical incidences from many different lives of Brahma in different universes and different times, but the aim is to illustrate certain philosophical points. Sometimes we may think that the Bhagavad Gita is rather dry philosophy, but luckily we have the Bhagavatam, which gives us some stories so that we can get a little entertainment. But actually, the stories in the Bhagavatam are simply illustrations of the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita. So here one of the points is that, as illustrated by one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tate nukampam susamikshamano punjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvagva bubhira vidadanamaste divete san bhukti sade sadayava. That Tate anukampam, that the devotee is praying for Krishna's mercy. Tate nukampam susamikshamana. And what is Krishna's mercy? Su means nicely. Actually means ample, fully. Just like sukha means a lot of space. So when we have a lot of space, we feel happy. Like in Australia, there's a lot of space, so they say she'll be right. No worries. And du means bad space. So when there's not a lot of space in the body, and it makes a lot of noise, we feel distress. Pain is due to the fact that the airs of the body are not passing, are not going the proper direction, the proper rate, in the proper time, in the proper places. That's called dukkha, and therefore we experience pain. So su means it's full. So iksha means to see. So actually the space is in our minds. We may think that I'm restricted by my physical body, and therefore we try to get relief by journeying in our mind. Pantantus pantastukoti shativatsara sampragamyo. That everyone generally tries to escape reality, what we think is reality, which is just a creation of our mental state anyhow. What we think is our reality, we try to escape it by journeying in our mind somewhere. That's practically most of modern civilization is working hard to escape from what the reality that they created with their mind. They try to escape with their mind the reality that they created with their mind. And they just wind up creating a bigger mess, a bigger problem in the future. Just like when I was in the airport, everyone seems to be interested in the news. So there's always these big screens in the lounges everywhere with the news. So their news is that there was, it's not the Academy Awards, I guess. I don't know what the Emmy Awards are, but.
Golden Globes.
What's that?
I think it's the Golden Globes.
I don't, is that like the, what do they call that? Academy Awards, is that different? Is it the same thing?
It's different, yeah.
But it's similar?
Television.
Oh, it's television.
I think.
You're not an expert either.
No.
They mentioned something about Netflix or something. What is that? Is that television?
It's online television.
Okay. In any case, what is the whole thing? What is these movies? It's all an escape from reality. How many people do you know who are Spider-Man? Anyone meet a Batman recently? We haven't even seen a Superman. In any case, people want to escape. Their lives are punak punas charvita charvananam. Rather boring. Getting up in the morning, eating the same toast. There's no butter on it because it'll cause cholesterol. Just dry toast. Going to the same job, doing the same useless activity, helping people, other people do the same useless activity. And then coming home from the traffic where everyone else is as miserable as you are. Get home and watch television to find out all the other horrible things that are happening to everyone else. And then call it a day. So people want to escape, so they're not going to fly in the sky, the present body. They can't even hardly get off the couch. Their biggest attachment is in the morning to their bed. They can't even detach themselves from their bed in the morning. So they want to dream. So this is called pantastukoti shatavatsara sampragamya, just wandering with the mind. But no matter where we wander with our minds, we wind up in the same place. Or maybe in another place, which is even less desirable. So therefore, iksha means to see, that means intelligence. We can only really see if we have intelligence. We may think we're looking and seeing, but actually we're just seeing through our conditioned state, which is really, conditioning means lack of intelligence. Because we didn't use our intelligence in the past, our spiritual intelligence, therefore we wound up with material existence and material intelligence. Which is inspiring us for more material activity, which will give us more material intelligence. But to actually see things properly, so that our minds become expanded, and we can actually see what's taking place. And Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Ukramantam sitim vapi bhunjana vagunam vita Vimudo nana pashanti, pashanti jnana chakshusha. That the foolish, they cannot understand how the living entity quits his body, nor what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature. But those whose eyes were trained with knowledge can see all this clearly. So we may not be able to see everything as it really is. We're seeing through our conditioned state. But we can train our eyes with knowledge so that we can act in such a way as that Krishna will give us his association and realizations. We can come under the influence of the internal energy of Krishna, Ladini Shakti, and Sambit and Samdini Shaktis, which will actually give us a vision of reality gradually. What is that reality? We can realize we're eternal. Everyone in the material world is working hard to survive. Unfortunately, no one survives. So all our, it's called Shrama Evi Kevalam. People are working hard, and some of them are even following principles. But even when we follow the principles perfectly, the Varna and Ashram, which is very rare in this age, we still die anyhow. So therefore, dharmakshvanusita pumsam vishvaksena katasuya notpadya idhiratim shrama evi kevalam. That the duties that we follow, and who's following duties nowadays? The duty nowadays, money, money, sweeter than honey. That's the duty. The thief, the merchant, the professional soldiers, they'll risk their very lives to get some money. Because by money, you can buy honey. Hopefully some manduka honey. You can, and honey, honey, sex life is compared to the ultimate honey in the material world. So if you have money, you might be able to get, you know, some relationships. Or as the gopis were telling, when the gopis were talking to Uddhava, actually Srimati Rarani was talking to Uddhava, and Uddhava, she was talking to a bumblebee. She thought it was the representative of Krishna, and therefore she was complaining about Krishna to the bumblebee, to the who she thought was the messenger coming from Krishna. And she said, when the forest burns down, all the animals leave it. When the prostitute, when the client of the prostitute no longer has money, then she gives up the prostitute. So similarly, when the bees and other living entities find no more nectar in the flower, then they abandon the flower. So similarly, when we don't get the honey of material enjoyment, then we just give it up and look for it somewhere else. So everyone is looking for the honey of material enjoyment. But without Krishna, without following the principles of Krishna consciousness, we may find security temporarily. As Prahlad Maharaj said, Balasya Neha Sharanam Pitaro Nashingha. We may get some protection from our parents, from the medicine, from the boat crossing the river or the ocean. But ultimately everyone dies anyhow. The child may grow up, but it's going to die. The boat crosses the water, but all the passengers are eventually going to die anyhow. The medicine may be successful, the doctor may be expert, but the patient eventually grows old and dies anyhow. So there's no solution to old age, disease, and death. So no matter how expert we become in the material existence, even up to the level of Brahma, it's all Shrama Evihi Kevalam, unless one becomes Krishna conscious. So that's Iksha, that's spiritual intelligence, that we're actually spiritual souls, and we should work for the benefit of ourselves as a spiritual being. Susamikshamano. So that in the mind. So we're using our intelligence to expand our consciousness in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it's said by Rishabhdev, Pravavas tavada bodha jata Yavan de jignasita atvatatvam, yavan kriyastavidi damano vai, karmatmaka yena sharira bandaha. We may try to escape the miseries of material existence, but there is no escape. Eventually, we're all defeated by illusion. Because as long as we're not inquiring in atma-tattva, and as long as we're not following the Vedic culture to become Krishna conscious, not only the Vedic culture, the process of becoming Krishna conscious, then we're said to be defeated by ignorance, by illusion. And the result of being defeated by illusion is that our mind becomes covered by illusion. And therefore we can't see things properly. Our consciousness becomes cloudy, and the result is we have to get one body after another. Without putting Krishna in the center, without putting the process of becoming Krishna conscious, would include surrendering to Krishna's devotee, the pure devotee of Krishna, the representative who connects us in disciple succession with the other acharyas, and ultimately the Panchatattva and Lord Chaitanya is feeling separation from Radha and Krishna, their associates in Vrindavan. Without that connection, then we're said to be defeated by ignorance. And our minds are just being misdirected because our intelligence is poor. Susamikshamano. And therefore, when we see things properly, punjane vatmakritam vipakam, if there's some problem we're having, and who's not having problems in the material world? If you're not having problems, come tomorrow and you'll qualify again. And if you think you have no problems, that's really a problem. We'll help you out, we'll give you a few problems. So, one should understand, why are we getting these problems? Why is this poor soul? Like in modern society, they've made everyone into an innocent victim. The whole health system is meant to convince people that they're innocent victims. You can eat anything. You can drink anything. You can do anything you want. And ultimately, it doesn't really make any difference in your health. People are so bewildered, they actually believe it. And if there is some problem, then just go to the doctor and he'll give you a pill and that will solve the pill. And if that doesn't solve the problem, makes it more of a problem, the pill, then we'll give you another pill. And if all those pills don't work and something has to be taken out of your body, don't worry, we'll just take it out and we'll give you some plastic one. We'll replace your lungs with a plastic one. We'll replace your kidneys with plastic kidneys, your heart with a plastic heart, your brain with a plastic brain. Or maybe if you don't have a brain, we'll give you one. So people are actually believing that everyone is an innocent victim. And if they believe there is a God, that's one of the reasons why they say there is no God. Because if there was a God, then how can things be so bad in the material world? Why is this little baby dying? What did it do? Little do they know, the last lifetime this little baby was the number one mafiosa in the city. He was the head kingpin of all the crime that was going on. And he was destined to die early, so he didn't harass everyone else in the city. Because people don't know about the Devi Du Swarthi Timi Vishnu Dharashaya Bhagya Atamanina. They know very little, O Kramantam Siddhim Bhapi. They don't know that they're spiritual beings. They're transmigrating from one body to another, and the present body is due to our past activities. And whatever we're going to experience is not by accident. We're being rewarded our karma, vipakam. But what is this all meant for? Is God cruel? He wants to punish us? Or maybe God just doesn't like our face, and therefore he's punishing us. So this is one of the conceptions. It's an excuse. Oh, I did. When some challenged Prabhupada like that, many times I've challenged Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, God is good, but you're bad. That's the problem. Krishna wants you to do the right thing, because you're a rascal, you want to do the wrong thing. So Krishna's trying to stop us by holding the stick in front of us. That's called philosophy. That's called religion. If you do this, you're going to go to hell. Unfortunately, in many scriptures, hell is described very vividly. But what heaven is like, they have no, or the spiritual world is, they have no idea. So their whole life is just trying to avoid hell, and after a while they give up. They think, you know, why fear going to hell? If I go to heaven, there's nothing to do there. I just sit there with a harp and horn. God is great, God is great. Like Bhagavatam class, God is great. Wake up! Ah! God is great. Hare Krishna. Or a bump, bim, bum, bum, bum. God, please God, whoever he may be. So people think, what a boring, you know, life. Forever I'm going to be there playing this harp and horn, the same old tune. So then they think, oh God, send me to hell. At least there's at least there's rock music in hell. Something going on, people are dancing. So these are the conceptions. Of course people are engaged in all kinds of sinful activity because they have no alternative. They have no idea what there's something else to do. Something else to think about. Therefore, one should try to understand things properly. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many descriptions why Krishna is doing what he's doing, why this material world is there. And one of them is here is described that the material world is meant to try to encourage us to do the right thing and avoid the wrong thing. For that we need education, as it says here. And from education should come austerity. And from austerity should come self-realization. That's the process. Sambandha, abhideya, prayojana. But people don't receive a proper education. So what is the real education? Is that God is all good, and in the material world everyone is bad. And therefore Krishna is trying to wake us up. What's bad is that we're desiring bad things. That's all. And bad things are not what people think are bad things. Everything in the material world is categorically bad because the very material existence is bad. To not be in love with Krishna and serve him in the spiritual world is bad. And everything, that's good actually. To serve Krishna in the spiritual world with great love and devotion is good, and everything else is bad. But in the material world we've created this idea of good and bad according to the modes of nature. So some things are less bad than others. That's called less bad than ignorance is called passion, and less bad than passion is called goodness. But even goodness is illusory. And therefore, because it doesn't give us full love of Krishna or awareness of Krishna, therefore it's also, to some degree, it's also bad. So therefore it describes in the Bhagavatam that the material energy is just like Krishna is utilizing. He has a lover and he's trying to awaken the lover to enjoy with. So therefore he's shaking his lover on the bed who's asleep to try to wake him up. So that may be misinterpreted. Why is that my lover shaking me? Call the police. I'm being abused. Or the other example, similarly given here, is that the father, loving father, wants to train his son so the son grows up properly. Jagannath Misra, he chastised Nimai one day, severely. So that night in the dream, one Brahmin came to Jagannath Misra and said, "My dear Jagannath Misra, you just chastised Nimai, but that's not very good, because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he knows everything. So why are you bothering chastising him?" So Jagannath Misra said, "I don't know who you are, my dear sir. But since you're a Brahmin, I'll answer you that actually Nimai Pandit is my son. Nimai is my son, and it's the duty of a father to educate his son." And the Brahmin said, "But you don't seem to understand. Nimai is God. He knows everything. There's no need to train him." Jagannath Misra said, "You don't seem to understand. Nimai is my son, and it's the duty of my father to train his son. I don't care whether he's God or whoever he is. I'm going to train him." So all night long they had an argument in the dream. Finally the Brahmin left in great ecstasy, very happy having Jagannath Misra's association. So it is the duty of the father to educate the son. That's why we're supposed to have fathers. That's why the Supreme Father is trying to educate us. But sometimes, because he doesn't want, because his relation with the son is that of loving relationship, and because he's all spiritual and the son is all spiritual, therefore he gives the son to a chastising agent called the material nature to try to wake, to try to rectify the miscreant behavior of the wayward souls in this world. So the material nature is chastising us in order to rectify our miscreant behavior. And as Prabhupada says, the greatest offense is the denial of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes that the greatest offense of the Mayavadis is their denial of Krishna supremacy. So we may have so many ideas. Killing people is offensive, certainly it is, because we don't kill anyone really, we kill the body. But that's certainly offensive, and killing a Brahmin is the most offensive. There may be other degrees of offenses nowadays in America, hopefully not here yet. In colleges they have words. If you use the wrong word, it's considered micro offenses or something. Micro abuses. You can say a word like cat, and if it reminds some people of something bad, then it's a micro abuse. And you can get thrown, if you're a professor, you commit too many micro abuses, then you're fired from your job or put in prison for micro abuses. So, people are very, very sensitive nowadays that what is actually going on in this material world, you know, I'm being abused, whatever. But actually, or we're simply, Krishna is trying to wake us up from our disobedience, from our causes some willingness to recognize Him. We can see Prabhupada in the garden in Los Angeles, talking to these professors in America, and he's saying that, "I'm explaining to you, here's God, Krishna. You don't know who God is. Here is God. Why don't you take Him?" And we can see these most educated people in the most advanced country in the world, they're so dull they can't even understand this simple point. I remember one time I was sitting there with Srila Prabhupada and one man who helped sponsor our temple in Buffalo, or at least invited the devotees to come there. Prabhupada was trying to explain to him philosophy. And Prabhupada said that the Vedas are the mother, and they tell us who our father is. So they tell us Krishna is our father. And this particular gentleman whose name was Dr. Lal, he couldn't understand. He was an impersonalist. So Prabhupada, did he change the topic? No, he said, Mr. Lal, he's an Indian gentleman, should have understood the Vedas. So he said that the Vedas are like, if you want to know who your father is, then you ask your mother. Because in this day and age, you may not know. I was studying Polish, and one of the things in Polish they were saying that here's a list my dear father, I'm pregnant. This is in Polish, and here's a list of the suspects. So they said, probably, but you know, what happens if the mother doesn't know? And probably said, you're very unfortunate. But generally, in a civilized society, in order to find out who your father is, you ask your mother, because she's the authority. So Prabhupada said, if you want to know who your father is, the Supreme Father, then you ask the Vedas, because the Vedas are your mother. So three times Prabhupada told Dr. Lal this, and he couldn't understand it. So Prabhupada rang the bell and said, Purushottam came in. And she said, you know, bring Pushadam. The ultimate philosophy. So the simple thing is, Prabhupada is trying to, what to speak of Dr. Lal, these theologians, supposedly, though, they couldn't understand. Here's God, all six opulences, we're proposing God as a person, the source of everything, with all opulence, you know, accept him. No, we can't understand. We're investigating. So you'll come back, you know, investigating. There's so many animals are investigating, sniffing around, investigating. So you'll come back investigating. But we should try to understand things properly so we can understand how Krishna is working. And if we're having some difficulty, we shouldn't take it as Krishna is being cruel to us. Krishna is trying to inspire us to take shelter of him, to get out of old age, disease, and death, and having to take birth again. Otherwise, if the Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, without the miseries of old age, disease, and death, then there's no impetus to make advancement in spiritual life. If we think we're going to be happy and enjoying this material world, then the result is that we'll work for our happiness and our enjoyment in the material world rather than to work to get out of the material world and back to the spiritual world. Therefore, Lord Shiva, when he sees that people are not interested in Krishna, then he makes the arrangements to help them become interested, like Daksha. He was blessing Lord Shiva, who's a representative of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Shiva, out of his mercy, made the arrangements that Daksha would be properly directed again towards spiritual realization. So we have to see things like that and understand that when we're chanting Hare Krishna, when we engage in these processes of devotional service, we're actually on the safe side. There may be some miseries, but then Krishna says one has to learn how to tolerate these without being disturbed. And if we learn tolerance and keep on with our devotional service, then the result is we'll gradually actually obtain Krishna and our spiritual identity and our spiritual engagement. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? Are you saying that we're trying to, spiritualists are trying to escape?
Yes.
Yeah, of course we're trying to escape. Any sane person would try to escape. You're in a fire, everything's burning down. You're burning too. And you say, I'm getting out of here. And the person next to you says, oh, you're an escapist. Yeah. Of course we're escapists. It's a fire, it's a fire material existence. We're trying to escape it, of course. That's called intelligence. And those who are trying to get more into the fire, then they're fools. That's what. They're not escapists, they're fools. Anything else? Yes.
Maharaj, you said one needs to know about the Father. What's the need to know about the Father when we argue like that?
You mean if you want to know? I know, you might be curious to know. Were you curious to know who your Father was? Do you know who your Father was? Do you know who your Father is? Was there any need to know who your Father is?
Some may argue like, what's the need? I can live my life without the Father.
Yeah, a lot of people live their lives without any Father, without any discipline, without any authority. Well, the result is you'll go to hell. If you're not trained, you'll go to hell. You'll have Yamaraj as your Father. Dear Yamaraj, he'll direct. Him and his assistants will direct you. We need a father, a real father. The real father is like, as Prabhupada said, Prabhupada had a real father, Gaur Mohan, who directed him to Krishna. So that's the real father. Trained you from the birth how to become Krishna conscious. Modern day fathers may not be so important, unless they at least give you some support, some kind of support. Otherwise, you're useless. All right, thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Or Premanande.